So welcome everybody.
Hello.
Week 4 of the Energy Language Basics course. And I'm curious how the journey is going. Anything you want to share or any questions?
I can share that. I don't know if you hear me well, but I feel great. I feel like I upgraded. I don't know like which specific day or moment, but I really feel uplifted, and I feel like, you know, like synchronicities are happening every day, and I'm really in a very good vibe, which I'm sharing with you now.
You are really shining.
Oh, and by the way, I had finally a chance since one last year to go home to Georgia to visit my parents. So yes, now I am in Georgia, country Georgia, and yeah, it's wonderful to be here.
Great. Cool. How are the others?
Yeah, maybe I continue. I think it's kind of very intense what I experience. Like also facing really old dense patterns of emotional patterns. And also kind of some, you know, physical pain and let's call it a detox.
Yeah,
it's for me it's a kind of a detox. Yeah,
absolutely.
So I am lucky to be able to recognize these patterns as this. Sometimes I forget in between, and then there is this, how can I describe it? It's not so easy to describe because I'm really very careful, carefully observe what's happening, you know, also in my mind, my consciousness, my brain. So I'm kind of very much into my raw kind of process. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good that you mentioned that, Susanne, because detox can be really a big part of it. I'm also detoxing a lot these days. Mm-hmm. I need to change my pajama every day because I'm sweating the night, and wow, really. And it's good. We are cleansing, we are purifying, and that's needed. And drink a lot, take care of yourself, rest well, take rests as often as you can. And some patterns and some habits can become more obvious, can come more to the surface. And there it's really about not judging, not being hard to ourselves, but really being patient, seeing, because when I see it, it's the chance that it leaves. And I mean, you know, really being conscious and aware means being aware in the dark and being aware in the light. And that's part of our humanness. And but the better we know and the better we accept all of that, the more we are able to choose, consciously choose what is appropriate and beneficial in this moment. Yeah. And what also, just one thing, and what also can happen, that especially when we are activating the intuitive part of the brain, it can sometimes feel that the rational brain is not as accessible as usually, or is going wild. Memories are harder to maybe grasp. And this can really challenge people from time to time, because they have the sense, I'm becoming crazy. I'm not efficient anymore. My brain isn't working. But this is really a transitory state, because after all the cleansing and after the kind of the accessing pure frequencies, the brain actually works better than before. Yeah. So it's not only that we train the intuitive part, also the rational part becomes more efficient and more smart, you could say, also. And because it senses, especially as you might have maybe noticed when we go into the subtle body meditation and when we access really consciously the spiritual realm, often the mental body can really relax because it notices, I'm not the boss. I'm not in charge of everything. There is authority, you could call it, which is much wiser than I am. And then it can relax. And often then it works even better because it's kind of used really on purpose and for what is really where it has its skills. Yeah. But Susanne, you wanted to add something.
There was this question arising in me as this energy language is a tool, right? And I had this idea, I couldn't sleep very well, and I was really kind of, oh my God, what do I experience right now? And then I thought, okay, maybe I just go for unconditional love and use this. And at the same time, I thought, oh, is it good to do it? Is it not also an escaping from experiencing this, let's say, unpleasant feelings? And I was not sure about it.
I know what
Yeah,
you mean, kind of
oh, I feel this.
bypassing.
So I was aware of it, that could be a trap, and at the same time, I was also aware that there's a very fine balance of not bypassing it, but also not giving more fuel to the drama or so, you know. I
Yeah,
think
that's a
a
very good
very, very fine
observation.
balance in
Yeah.
my experience, yes.
No, that's a great observation. And basically, when you would apply unconditional love, it would accept everything. It would accept that you feel the most shittiest person you ever felt, because unconditional love just embraces everything, so you don't cover something with it. And as you said, in our emotional or mental feedback loops, we can be trapped, and we can be trapped in, let's say, lower or denser frequency. And there is nothing wrong consciously choosing to be in another state. It's basically, it's not avoiding what you feel, but you have the skills to really be someone else, because you can be really as conscious being. We can be everything, but we are everything. Everything what exists can be expressed through us, and it's our choice what we express and what we experience in a way. And there you can choose. It's not avoiding, it's a conscious choice. Yeah. Yeah. And maybe that is also helpful, is that when there is a fresh feeling emerging in a situation, usually this feeling lasts for maybe 1 or 2 minutes and then it's changing. If you find yourself in something for a long period or repetitive, that's a sign that it's a stuck emotion and kind of your story and your history and Everything keeps it looping. And that's kind of, let's say, that's not a fresh, authentic feeling. That's an old story coming to the surface. Yeah. All right.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Is there anything else, a question or anything which wants to be shared before we continue? All right, good. So, as always, we will start with the subtle body meditation. And as we continue on our journey, my guidance in it will become shorter and shorter and less and less. So at the end, you will do it all on your own. So just for you to know, that's really good that we repeat it, but the instructions will become less and less. All right, so please find a comfortable position. And if it feels all right for you, you can start to close your eyes or at least bring your awareness inside. And connect with your body. Feel your body, how it is sitting now here on this chair in this space. And welcome your body just in the way how it feels right now. And in your own way, I invite you to scan kind of through your body. If there is any tension, and if you come across dense parts, in a soft and gentle way, you can speak out the invitation to soften and to open. And maybe the breath supports that softening and opening, as the breath can move even through dense parts. And really, it's very important to just invite these parts, not force them. And speak out a friendly invitation. But with all the acceptance for however the body feels. And intentionally, really also bring your awareness to the backside of your body and allow your breath also to expand on the backside of your body. So that your breath is able to move freely through your physical body, in and out, in all directions. And with your next breath, expand your awareness a tiny bit further into the area of your etheric body, which is just a very thin layer around your physical skin. And with your next breath, expand your awareness further into the realm of the emotional body, and in an effortless but awake way, just observe how this realm of your system feels different. How do you notice the difference? How does it register in your awareness? And make sure that your emotional body opens, softens, relaxes. So whatever feelings or emotions are residing there are welcome and accepted. And allow your breath to move freely through the emotional body in all directions, in and out, in a very natural and effortless way, just like the waves in the ocean. And with your next breath, expand your awareness even further into the realm of your mental body. And your mental body is floating through all your physical body, not just in your head space, it's in your entire body and around and way out. Allow it to relax, to open, to vibrate freely. So that thoughts can come and go, images can come and go. And if there is any tightness somewhere in the mental realm, again, you can speak out this friendly invitation to these parts which are ready to relax now. And with your next breath, expand even further into the realm of the spiritual body. And notice how the atmosphere is changing when you come into this frequency. Into this infinite space without boundaries. Limitless spaciousness. And allow your breath to expand in this area. And with your next breath, bring your awareness back to your mental body. Notice if you sense this shift in the atmosphere. And with your intention, connect to the frequency of indigo, where these teachings are transmitted. The indigo frequency operates very much in the realm of the third eye. Sometimes we can feel some tension or pressure in this area. And now imagine our entire group, everybody who is present in this call, and also everybody who will watch this recording later. Imagine us being together in a circle in a sacred space. And allow your system to present this sacred space to you. It can be in a building, it can be in nature. It can be in the heavens. Just allow whatever comes up for you. And now tune into the center of our circle, where you find the next shape you are initiated in. It's the shape of a cylinder. And allow this shape to fully come into your system. And especially allow your mental body to fully expand into this frequency of a cylinder. And see, sense, and feel how the frequency of the color red is filling the cylinder. and allow your mental body to fully vibrate in this unique frequency of this red cylinder. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color red. And observe how the color orange is filling the cylinder. And allow your mental body to fully vibrate in this unique frequency. Allow it to be in the full movement of this quality. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color orange. And see, sense, and feel how the frequency of the color yellow is entering the cylinder. A yellow cylinder. And allow your mental body to fully be in this quality. And just notice how you perceive it without judgment. And then let go of the frequency of the color yellow and see, sense, or feel how the frequency of the color green is filling the cylinder. Allow your mental body to fully embody this frequency, to expand into its quality, and with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color green and see, sense, or feel how the frequency of the color blue is filling the cylinder. Notice how your mental body fully allows this unique quality to vibrate freely. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color blue. And perceive how the frequency of the color purple is filling the cylinder. Make sure that your mental body can fully be in this shape, in this movement of the cylinder. A purple cylinder in your mental body. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color purple. And see, sense, or feel how the frequency of the color white is filling the cylinder. Allow your mental body to fully vibrate in this unique quality of a white cylinder. And the quality of the cylinder is fast transportation. It's powerful and it's immediate. The cylinder transports energy from top to down. Very powerful and direct, like a waterfall. It doesn't take care whether or how much of this energy can be integrated. It just flows. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color white. And after that, let also go of the cylinder. And allow your mental body to vibrate freely. And when you are ready, come back with your awareness into your body. Maybe you want to move your feet, your hand, stretch your body. Maybe have a drink of water. Just give yourself a moment to integrate this initiation. And I just take care of my fire and we'll be back soon, and then you can share how you experienced that. And I've muted everybody because then the sound quality for the recording is better. So if you feel you want to share, please unmute yourself. And maybe, yeah, first, as I said, the quality of the cylinder is really a movement. It's a top-down movement like we have it in a waterfall. It's very powerful. And it is like if you would like to fill water in a bottle, it doesn't care how much goes in the bottle or around the bottle. It's just whoosh. It's powerful flow. And this has an application in certain circumstances. There, it's very helpful. And in some, when you kind of delicately want to fill in a lot in the bottle and want to take care that it's really entering, the cylinder doesn't work. But if there is somewhere energy stuck, you use this this movement, because it's really, it's a movement. It's not a stable quality. It's, yeah, the waterfall is really a good image for it. Yeah. Did you notice something special while you were initiated in that, or any question coming up?
Hi.
Hi.
I was just, I was trying to look up the shape. I just hope that it was the right shape. It's like the circle that is prolonged, right?
It's basically, it's like a tube, you know?
Ah, yeah, yeah, okay. Yes, yeah. Thankfully, that's how I saw it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I found it easier to somehow to do it this time than previous times.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good experience, even though I almost fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes it can create kind of a nausea, how you say, do I pronounce it right? Nausea, where you can become maybe dizzy because the movement can be too fast in some areas, can also happen. Or some relief, because with this fast movement, something maybe goes away. Yeah. All right.
And can you just once again, please recap the meaning?
It's movement. Basically, it's top-down movement like in a waterfall. And you
so
would
like a progress?
You would use it somewhere where you feel there is something really stuck and you want to push it and have flow in a situation. There you would apply it, but I wouldn't apply it for a very long time, because it's very strong, it's very fast, but it can give a initial motivation to kind of bring something into movement which was stuck.
And could we use it in healing? Because waterfall, well, like I believe that once when there is a disease in the body, it's a stagnant energy. So if we want to make a flow of energy, it makes sense to use this shape or not?
Yeah, it can make sense in certain applications for sure, but just kind of really for a few seconds or a few moments. Yeah.
Okay.
Or let's see. Sometimes we can be kind of stuck in our mind, where we think of things very much and overthink it and don't go really into an action, where we are stuck in arguing in our mind. There can also be helpful, but it doesn't care in which direction or what. It just is an opposite movement to a stuckness. Yeah. Or if you kind of have really a situation where maybe in your flat, in your house, pipes are really kind of stuck. You can also energetically use it to bring movement. And of course, I would always also take care on the physical level, but energetically, you can really also support that. Or maybe you want to send an email and it doesn't go out, it's stuck in the system somewhere. So you use the cylinder, the movement energy, so that it maybe, it supports. Or if you have, out of various reasons, maybe a very stuck digestion. Some people have it when they kind of are traveling or in different places, or when you eat something where you have difficulty to digest. You can also apply it for some moments and help your digestion to come into movement. Yeah, so there are several creative applications for it, but I would never use it for a long time because it can also be kind of draining because it's really powerful. Yeah.
And Puria, to use it, do we visualize it? Like, for example, you said tubes, right? Stuck tubes. Do I just visualize it, the cylinder on the stuck tubes? Or how would you use it?
So it's basically some people, they for them it's very helpful to visualize it, and some people have a hard time to visualize at all. And if you are a person where visualizing helps you, you can use it. But if you are a person where visualizing is very difficult for you, you just can have this intention, now I bring the quality of the cylinder. You don't need to see it in your inner eye or in your vision. It's not necessary, but if it's helpful, do it. Also, in the initiations, if you are a visual person and you see those shapes and those colors, it's all right, but you don't have to visualize. If your way of perceiving energy and qualities is a different, you don't force it, so it's not better to see it or to visualize it, and you don't have to suppress it if this is your natural way. Yeah. All right. And then, of course, we have two different seven shape grids where shapes you are already initiated in, and also the cylinder with which is new today are part of this grids. And I would now go into the initiation of these two seven shape grids, and I will do them so the subtle body meditation will be shorter, as you were quite in it already now in the beginning of our session. And I will do them right one seven shape grid and then the other kind of with just a short break in between. And then we still have some time for and some other games today. Okay, so please make sure again that you are sitting in a comfortable position. And connect to your physical body. And relax in your physical body. And if there are painful or uncomfortable parts, don't stress yourself. Accept it and allow it to relax as much as it wants and is able to. And expand further into the etheric body. A thin layer around your physical body. And expand even further into the emotional body. And maybe you can notice how you perceive it differently. There is a subtle shift in the quality. And maybe you experience this shift just a tiny bit, or maybe it's a large shift for you. And allow your breath to move and expand freely in your emotional body. And with your next breath, expand your awareness into the realm of the mental body. And you can speak out this friendly invitation to relax. So that awareness and your breath can move freely through the mental body. And expand even further into the spiritual body. And also there, notice the unique atmosphere in this spaciousness. And with your next breath, bring your awareness back to your mental body. And connect with the frequency of indigo. Where these teachings are transmitted. And find yourself again in the sacred space where we are together in a circle. And now see, sense, and feel a red cube coming from the front and entering your first chakra. And allow the frequency of this red cube to fully vibrate in your first chakra. Notice how your system is registering this without judgment. And with your next breath, see, sense, and feel an orange cube coming from the front entering your second chakra. Allow this vibration of an orange cube to expand fully in your second chakra. And now notice how you perceive this quality. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a yellow cube is coming from the front and entering your solar plexus area, your third chakra. Fully allow this yellow cube to vibrate in your third chakra. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel a green sphere coming from the front and entering your heart space. Fully allow this green sphere to fill your heart space. And with your next breath, perceive how a blue cylinder is coming from the front and entering your throat chakra. Allow this quality of a blue cylinder to vibrate freely in your fifth chakra. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a purple pyramid is coming from the front and entering your third eye. Allow this purple pyramid to fully fill the area of your third eye. And just notice, is it easy? Is it difficult? Can it fully vibrate there without judgment? And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a white cylinder is coming from the front and entering your crown chakra. Allow your seventh chakra to fully vibrate in this movement of a white cylinder. And for a moment, expand your awareness to notice the entire seven shape grid of harmony vibrating in your entire system. This is the frequency code of harmony. And with your next breath, let go all shapes in every chakra, moving out of your system to the back, like just disappearing on the horizon behind you. And for a moment, allow your system to vibrate freely. And with your next breath, perceive how a red cube is coming from the front and entering your base chakra. Notice this unique quality in your first chakra. Observe how easy or difficult it feels to allow it to vibrate there. Is it comfortable or unpleasant? Does it bring a certain body sensation? Just be curious. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how an orange cube is coming from the front and entering your second chakra. Allow it to expand and to fully vibrate in its unique quality. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a yellow cube is coming from the front and entering your solar plexus area. Allow this unique quality to fully take place, to fully expand in your solar plexus area. And with your next breath, perceive how a green sphere is coming from the front into your heart space. And just observe how you register this green sphere in your heart chakra. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a blue cylinder is coming from the front and entering your throat chakra. Allow this quality of a blue cylinder to totally fill the area of your fifth chakra. And with your next breath, observe, perceive how a purple cylinder is coming from the front and entering your third eye in the center of your head. Allow this unique frequency to fully expand in your third eye. And with your next breath, see, sense, or feel how a white cylinder is coming from the front and entering your seventh chakra. Allow the white cylinder to fully expand in your crown chakra. And now, for a moment, expand your awareness and perceive your entire system from the first to the seventh chakra Vibrating in the quality of balance. And with your next breath, let go of all the shapes towards your back so that seven shapes are leaving your system towards your backside and disappearing on the horizon. And allow your system to vibrate freely without any specific structure. And in your own time, your own rhythm, come back with your awareness fully here. In your body, in your room, and tune into your system, what you need to integrate these initiations. Maybe you want to move your system, maybe you want to lay down for a moment, maybe you want to make a few steps, whatever feels the appropriate way to fully integrate. And then there is space if you want to share something or if you have a question.
Yes, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
How can we use the grid?
Mm-hmm.
Ourselves, our body, for the room? What?
Mm-hmm. So actually, the best to use it in the first place is to use it for yourself. So especially if you are, not especially, for example, if you really sense that the quality of balance would be very beneficial right now in your circumstances, just have this intention to have all the shapes in the appropriate order in your system and vibrate in this quality. And sometimes it can help to just look at it. You will find my drawing on the website. And as I recommended, would be also good if you would make your own drawings of that and fully vibrate in the frequency of balance, for example. and in your family with your children, or if you have a profession where you work with people as a therapist, as a healer, as a counselor, as a coach, or whatever, of course you can also use these qualities in this context. If you are in a situation where you feel this quality could be beneficial, then you can have this intention to invite it in the space, in the relationship, in the situation. Yeah. Does this answer your question, Anne?
Yeah, thank you.
And as I said in the beginning, it's maybe helps when you have a look at this shape. But actually, your system is now initiated in this frequency, in this unique composition, you could say. You don't need to know rationally which shape is in which color, in which chakra. This can help in the beginning, but it's not necessary that you learn it, but that you know it by heart, that you know exactly what it's there. It's much more important that you rely on this deeper wisdom, which is deep in your system. Now with this initiations, you know this unique frequency. And looking at it and using this, what you have then on your own, is kind of a, how you say, crutch, a tool. You can use it, but it's not necessary. Yeah.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When I use it for other people, do I have to ask them?
It depends in which depends in which context it is. I mean, if a client comes to me for a session, I don't ask them specifically, am I allowed to bring this or that? Because we have this consensus that I support this person in this situation in accordance to the higher self, with all what is available in the space. But for example, if I would be kind of, let's say, I wouldn't apply it when you have argue with your neighbor and you think, oh, this quality would be good for my neighbor, then he would be a better person. This would be not an appropriate use. There you would kind of put something on someone where you don't have this agreement. I mean, this is a kind of a extreme example, but I guess there you can really see how it works. But in your closer relationship with a friend or with a colleague in work, where you maybe have a bit of chaotic atmosphere or an argument, and you think, oh, I guess we would benefit from more balance or harmony now in the space. Yes, of course, you can use it. Yeah. Or kind of if you would be in a professional meeting and you find a group arguing or being stuck in discussions, to bring for a moment a cylinder into the field, yes, of course, that's all right. But don't kind of use it if you want to, let's say, manipulate situations to your favor or, yeah, like that. Yeah.
Puria, so to that question, if using it, like with agreement on somebody, you would request the shapes to be in that person's body, or you project it on them, or
Doesn't need to be in the body. You could just bring it in the room, in the space,
Because
then it's not as you could say, invasive, because it's like an offer in the space, and then the person can kind of surrender to the quality in the space. It's not like an implement in the system, but it's the atmosphere in the space. That's a good question. Yeah. In a healing context, when someone comes to me for a healing session, I use some qualities in the system, but that's a really specific application. But most of the time, kind of what I do is that I tune into the higher order, and I just say whatever supports this person comes through and is available. I don't choose it. And when you are initiated in these qualities, a higher intelligence just uses you as a vessel for that. Does that make sense? And that's much more secure than you in your rational mind deciding what makes sense right now, you know, because often the situations are so complex and so many layers are in. And when you surrender to this higher intelligence in order, of course, I then can sometimes notice, this quality comes now, or this or that. And sometimes I don't, you know, but it then uses me. Kind of, you are then an instrument with different notes. And life uses you and plays whatever is appropriate right now. But first, we learn to vibrate in this very pure, certain frequency. And then life can use this. Yeah.
Can I ask one more question?
Mm-hmm.
I had that last time as well. I noticed that in some chakras, the shape is rotating in a counterclockwise direction. And is there something I can do about it?
No, I wouldn't. So it doesn't matter if it stands still or if it rotates, or if it rotates in a certain direction, doesn't matter. Yeah. And I'm just curious, do you kind of, how is your perceptions in shifting into these different realms in the subtle body meditation? Do you notice a unique atmosphere in the emotional system, in the mental system, in the spiritual area? Do you becoming a bit more familiar how your system perceives the difference? And even though it's maybe difficult to put in words, but do you notice that somehow inside of you, there is something registering a different atmosphere, so to speak? As if you would maybe, you know, you would maybe blindly move through a house and you notice I'm in a different room now. I'm in the kitchen. I'm now in the cellar, or I'm in the living room, you know, or just notice that you are in a different area. Is something like that happening? Yeah. And it's no need to. It's also okay if you say, no, I don't perceive anything at all. And yes, it can be kind of a very, can be feel very different for you being in the mental body than in the physical body. And it can feel a very tiny, tiny little bit different. Yeah. But just that your awareness gets more and more subtle and more fine-tuned to notice differences. Yeah. All right. Cool. So, anything else which wants to be shared or asked? Okay. Good. Then we can go a little bit in another kind of playtime together. And I just want to check, because I offered last week and this week that we go a little bit longer, because it's just possible in the next weeks it isn't. So would you all be able to stay a bit longer than 9 o'clock? Yeah, I don't think that we need a half an hour, but just maybe 15 minutes more or so. Yeah, all right. Then I describe you the play, the game, the exercise. So we will meet actually in pairs. So I also have the chance to play tonight. And what we do this time is that I describe it from the position where, let's say we have two positions in the pairs. One is the giver and one is the receiver. And the giver, when you are in the giver position, you tune in to the receiver person. And you send them the quality either of a sphere or a cube. And just because it's more efficient and it has more substance, also put a color. But the color doesn't matter. You can choose a color you like out of the 7 colors. And you just give this quality to the receiving person and just stay for 1 or 2 minutes. I will give a sign, which you then can read in the breakout room. And then after that time, the receiver person can just share what this person has perceived. Was I offered a sphere or a cube? And I wouldn't make it too difficult. I wouldn't go into colors. You know, just notice, was a sphere or a cube offered to me? And notice how this felt in your system. And then I give a sign and you change the position. Then the receiver becomes the giver and the giver becomes the receiver. And we don't make it too difficult this time. Also, just use a sphere or a cube. And again, just emanate the quality either of a sphere or a cube. This also helps you to notice, to emanate, to embody this quality and offer it to the other person in whatever color you like. Is this clear? Yeah? All right. And at the end, there comes a notice that you still have 60 seconds to stay. And you just can stay. You don't need to go back. You don't need to press anything. And you can just use this minute for a short exchange. And after that, we come back and have an exchange in the big group. Okay. Good. So I need to just take care of the breakout. So we have 3 breakout rooms. Just a moment. Okay, so see you later. Irina is missing, lost on the way. How was this short experience? Anything to share?
Okay, I can share. Mm-hmm. So I mean, we didn't quite finish our sharing, but first, so I was with Suzanne, and so first I was receiving, and what I found funny was that I was kind of struggling to actually work out what I was feeling, and I was feeling very confused. But right at the beginning, I had an image of the shape that she was actually emanating, which was a yellow cube. But it's almost like I kind of, and that came quite strongly. But then, as we were sitting, I couldn't feel if that was right or wrong. I just knew that that image had come, and then it, yeah. So that was quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had this similar experience a few times doing exercises in the past where, like, sometimes an image will come very strongly, very quickly, but it's almost like I don't believe it or whatever. And then,
mm-hmm.
So that was quite nice.
Good. Lovely.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then we swapped and then we were just sharing that when we finished. So I'll be interested to hear what Suzanne, if she felt anything or not.
Do you want to share, Susanne? Oh, maybe she's frozen. Ah, no, there she is. Do you want to share, Susanne? Or until we wait that the connection is good, if someone else wants to share first? Yeah. And I mean, it's see it as a game, see it as kind of exploring with it. It's not so important to have it right. Anne and I, we did it. We both don't had it right. We were just experience enjoying and playing with it. And that's really about, it's not, and to find out, basically also to find out, does something appear? How does my system react? Do I make up something and find out? Yeah, it's an exploration. And this is also the reason why I would just suggest the very same exercise again. And I just put different people in pairs, but it's actually the same exercise. Yeah? Susanne, did you hear it? We do the same exercise again in the same way, just with another partner. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, great.
I just need to set it up. Give me a moment to change it. All right, okay. See you later.
Sighing a sigh after sigh.
Arjun is becoming more and more in the dark. In the dark.
He's emanating.
Yes. Okay. How was it? How was it this time? How was it this time?
So may I share?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, may I share?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really good. It went well with Irina and me. And yeah, it's. When you're really relaxed and it's quick, it comes very quick for me. But then I doubt or think is it really true?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But intuition can be really very fast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or what I just noticed is that I myself was just in a very, very relaxed state. And then I interpreted the quality which was sent to me as a sphere, because when I'm in a sphere, I also feel very relaxed and expanded. But they've sent me a cube, and I was more in my own quality and not really picking up the quality which was sent. That can also be the case, you know, where you are, when you are strongly in a certain quality. Yeah. And some other observations or questions? And of course, I mean, if you enjoy it and if you want to experience it, exercise it, you could just also make appointments with each other to just meet for 15 minutes or so. Find a time where you have time, and or ask in the Telegram group who tomorrow at 6, who is up for a 10 minutes game, or and you could do a game like we did tonight, where you send a quality, a shape, or you could also experiment with the other game we did last week, where you play more with the colors. So, but of course, that's just up to you if you feel like. And some you can also just do on your own, and also practice this emanating, to really having this intention. Now my system is vibrating in a cube. My system is vibrating in the sphere, without having someone where you give it, you know, but just practicing it so that you more and more really use it. It's just, it's really like if you learn yoga, just practice going in these different positions and have fun with it and enjoy how your system benefits from it. And as Susanne, as you said, and I have the same right now, it's a very intense time where a lot of detox can happen. And yeah, allow it, don't argue with it, and take care, be patient and take care. And I know, Anne, you also have life circumstances which can be quite demanding with family and job and children and everything. And but maybe these teachings really can help you to create kind of oases and spaces where you can give your system for a moment just a different kind of food or nourishment, where you can particularly choose which qualities just support you in the situations. Yeah. All right, Irina again disappeared in Georgia, enjoying her family. So we came to an end tonight. And yeah, I will send out the recordings as usual tomorrow. And if you feel like you want to repeat anything, you can. It's not necessary. And see you in 1 week. And of course, I wish you a very smooth, pleasant, nurturing flow out of this year into 2021. And we will see which surprises the coming year will bring to us. Oh, yeah. So send you a lot of love, and lovely to be with you in this space every week.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you all.
Bye. Good night.